Zvachim, Perek Yadalad, Mishnah Ches, 14:8. We continue our story here, and it's the last of the series. Finally, Ba'o LeYerushalayim. Ultimately, the Mishkan relocates, if you will, to Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash is built. It's now a permanent structure with a solid roof. It's not going anywhere. And it's built by Shlomo HaMelech. The Aron is also put back where it belongs. And at that point, once it's totally built, here Ba'o LeYerushalayim means that the Beis HaMikdash is built, so Shlomo HaMelech begins construction the fourth year of his reign. It's not completed until the 11th year of his reign, so the seven more years, and we're talking about year 11, if you will. At that point, Ne'esru HaBamos. At that point, Bamos become forbidden once again, and not only that, Belohaya Lahem Od Heter. Never again will they be permitted to be used. So there's no more Bamos allowed ever again after Yerushalayim. Again, I mentioned before that non-Jews can bring on Bamos, even to this very day, but Jews not. V'haisa nachla. That is the meaning of the word nachla in the Pasuk, which you also mentioned before. And the Pasuk says that the Jews will Moshe Rabbeinu, excuse me, says, Ki lo va'atem ad ata el ha-menucha vel ha-menachla. You haven't yet come to the menucha, which is Shiloh, the place of rest, vel ha-nachla, or to the place of permanent inheritance. That's Yerushalayim, which is a permanent place, like a nachla, which is going forever. So Yerushalayim goes on forever, and there's no other options anymore. Kachim kachim nechalim lithnim menachalim. Like we said in the previous four Mishnayos, kachim kalim are eaten within the curtains, literally. Now, the truth is the Beis HaMikdash didn't have curtains. It had walls around the Azara. No longer a chatzer with curtains, kalim, but actually an Azara with walls, like you kind of know and love, although Shlomo Melech's entire Beis HaMikdash was much more modest than the one you learn about Maseches Midos and so on, the one that Herod built later on, many, many, many years, 1,000 years later on. In any case, but the Mishnah used the same expression of lifnim and kalim just for the sake of memorization, since the other four had the same expression. We use the same term here, so it's easy to memorize and flows naturally when one, you know, memorizes Mishnahs. But in fact, there weren't kalim, there weren't curtains, there was walls. Kachim kalim, as for the kachim kalim, which can be brought, of all types, to Yerushalayim, etc., u'maiser sheni, and also maiser sheni, that's brought lifnim minachoma, the place for eating kachim kalim and maiser sheni is within the walls of Yerushalayim itself. The pasuk says, "Va isn't devarim yudalid chaf gimel, va achal tlefnei Hashem alokecha b'makom asher yivchar l'shaken shmo sham." You'll eat it before Hashem alokecha in the place that Hashem chose to have his name dwell. Ma'aser diganecha tiroishecha v'tarecha. The ma'aser, the ma'aser sheni, has to be eaten over there. So that's done within Yerushalayim proper, within the walls of Yerushalayim, that's the din essentially, although we have no Beis HaMikdash now, unfortunately, but for the years of Beis Rishon and Beis Sheni, that's how it operated. And even now, if you're going to eat Meister Sheni, it has to be within the walls of Yerushalayim, and certainly Kachim Kalam also, when we can bring the Beis HaShem, will be brought and eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim.